Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Good Thursday evening, friends. This is Brother Byron with the Holy Manna radio broadcast, coming to you today on this Thursday, April the 4th. Pray you've been having a great day today, and the Lord's been blessing you. We've been talking this week from Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 16 and 17, talking about the old paths. We've seen a lot of things here over the last 3 days. And we'll continue on here today talking about this. I want to go ahead and read our text again. So if you have your copy of God's Word, if you please get it and turn to Jeremiah chapter 6 and start with verse 16. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken." Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for the reading of your scripture. Lord, I'm praying now that you help us for the next few minutes to be able to expound on this text. And Lord, that somebody here will get some help from it, and that you'll be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The old paths. We left off talking about where it said, "Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet." And I was going to start talking about the watchmen and those that sound the trumpet. Well, the truth is, the old paths, they lead to a man of God who watches over you and sounds the trumpet when danger is coming. The role of a watchman is explained in the Old Testament, in the book of Ezekiel, and I want you to turn there with me, and let's read it together so that we know what we're talking about. Ezekiel chapter 33, it gives us the description here of what this watchman does and how he is to operate as he's watching and sound the trumpet. Look at it, Ezekiel 33. Let's read verses 1 through 8. The Bible says, "Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he's a taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand." Well, that's kind of scary, especially if you're a preacher. Those words are intended for the man that is watching over people and taking care of them. This watchman, that's what he does. He warns when something comes, when the enemy comes, when something that comes along that does not belong, something that's going to harm them. Well, my job as a pastor is to be a watchman. If I see something come into the church that has no business being there, it is my job to stop it dead in its tracks, and you better believe I'm going to do it. If somebody tries to bring in some kind of world teaching or philosophy or some kind of worldly music or worldly books or something like that, I'm gonna stop it. I am going to stop it dead in its tracks because I have been given a warning by God that if I don't stop it and I let it come in and damage is done, you know what's going to happen? I'm the one responsible. He's going to hold me personally responsible if I don't warn people and stop this from entering in. And so that's what I'm trying to do right now, by the way. I've been appointed a watchman. I have to sound the trumpet because I know that danger is coming. Souls are in the balance. And this is important, friends. You may say, well, here he goes again, that old-fashioned preacher just blathering away there, you know, getting all excited about all this and everything. Well, listen, you can call me old-fashioned if you want to, and that's fine with me. What I'm trying to tell you is that I have been appointed a watchman. The Lord has placed me in a position where I must warn people when I know danger's coming. Wouldn't you warn people that you love if something dangerous was headed their way? When you had children, if you had children and they were growing up, they were babies at the time, and if you saw them walking toward a hot stove eye or an electrical outlet with something in their hand that they were going to jab in that outlet, would you not warn them? Would you not slap their hand away or warn them and just yell out, hey, get away from that. You're going to get hurt. Sure you would. You know why? You love them. You don't warn them because you hate them. You warn them because you love them. Listen, I love people. I want to see people get saved, and I want people to understand the real ways of the Lord and the old paths. That's my desire, and I believe that's what God wants. And so it's because of my love that I want to warn people. It's not because I hate people. You know, a lot of times the pastors took wrong. You hear a preacher get up, and even I could stand on the corner of the street and preach to just anybody walking by, and there'll be people walk by that think that I hate people just because of what I'm saying from God's Word, warning people. I don't hate them. I love them. The Lord loves them. And so when I see something that does not belong, something that's wicked, something that's worldly, you better believe that this watchman here is going to sound the trumpet. Now, in school, I played the trombone, but I can play a trumpet pretty good, and I'm going to warn. But what did the people say? They said, we will not hearken. Those same voices are ringing across this land right now at this very minute. As they go about their day-by-day activities, as they watch their TVs, surf the internet, play their video games, go out to eat, shop at the malls, as they go to the movies, all the while the church bell rings, leading people to those old paths, yet you know what they're saying? We will not hearken. Brother Byron, we are not going to listen to that old-fashioned preaching out of that old-fashioned King James Bible. We're not going to tolerate those old-fashioned hymns. We don't want to hear them. We want to walk on new paths. We want to go where the old paths have not been trotted down. We want to go our own way, do our own thing. Well, I'm just warning you, friends. The old paths lead back to the Lord Jesus. The old paths, they lead back to the stripes that he bore. The old paths, they lead back to that veil that was ripped from top to bottom. The old paths lead back to the saving blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The old paths, they lead back to that old-fashioned church altar where people can come and kneel down and pray to the Lord to save their souls, pray to the Lord to save their family, pray the Lord for the things that's going on in their lives that they need help with. That's where the old paths go. These new paths, they go to places that I don't want to go. They go to places that I would not enter into. Oh, but friends, those old paths, where the way is good, that's the path that I want to be in. And I pray that it's the path that you want to be in. Listen, if you're one of those people that's out there that is looking for a church where you don't have to put up with all that foolishness going on in some places, you know the places I'm talking about, where they get up and dance on the stages and play the rock and roll and beat the drums and sing off the walls and wear their skinny jeans and try to be hip and cool. If you're tired of that mess and you're looking for a place that just wants to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ, sing the old hymns, preach out of the good old-fashioned King James Bible, do church the way that it ought to be, the way that it used to be, then you found a place. Come to Highland Baptist Church over on Babley Road. That's who we are. We still walk in the old paths. We still preach out of the old Bible. We still sing the old hymns. And we still love the same Lord, the same one that's the same today, yesterday, and forever. All friends. I want to leave you with a song Brother Scott, Sister Becky sing, and it does my heart so good. And I pray that it'll be a blessing to you, and you listen to this song about those old paths.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 6 and verse 16. It tells us how we need to walk in the way that's good and clean. It tells us how we need to live no matter where we go. If we walk in the old path, we'll find rest for our soul.
If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babley Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.